This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Well, I got an email from a listener the other day who had received an email from their boss at work suggesting that no conversation take place within the workplace regarding vaccinations. You see, the whole country is divided, not equally, as we now know, close to 80% of the population has been at least partially vaccinated, and we'll probably be looking at about 80% fully vaccinated by Christmas. But the 20% that aren't or refuse to be vaccinated, it's dividing families. It's dividing the workplace. It's dividing friendships. So just what advice would you give someone who is dying to ask people left, right and centre, are you vaccinated? Because some people get very upset at the question. It's none of your business. Why isn't it my business? If you're not vaccinated, you could be compromising my health, etc., etc. What do you do in a situation like this? Kayleen Wynn, our resident psychologist, psychotherapist and expert in these sort of things, joins us again this morning. Hi, Kayleen. This is a touchy subject, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a very, very sensitive topic for many people. And look, I'm finding it in my office, coming through with clients, seeing such distress with families, friendships that are being pushed to the max in regards to this particular topic. And it's really sad, very, very sad to see society has become this. And you know, we need to have discussions around this without being emotive and making it a wrong and right process here. So it's interesting we're having this discussion, and obviously, you know, I want to open up the dialogue around understanding, you know, both sides of the fence for people, because we have to understand that everyone has their position. And if we're going to turn this into right fighting, we're never going to be able to have, you know, a real true debate about both sides, because, you know, when we talk about misinformation does come through both sides.
I've actually seen signs in hotels, in pubs, and the sign says, do not discuss politics in this building. This is almost worse.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me talk to you something about what is called confirmation bias. Have you heard the term before?
Yeah, I'm about to.
All right. The eyes tend to see only what the mind is prepared to comprehend. So even when it's looking at the same thing. So what it does, it interprets information in a way that supports a person's existing belief system by subconsciously discarding information or evidence which shows one's belief to be incorrect. So what one sees is dependent upon what they are looking for. So usually,
yes,
the evidence is there to reinforce and support their own beliefs, which often inhibits one's own personal growth in the same process. So what then that opens us up to is what we call binary thinking. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah.
Okay, so the binary thinking then limits us to only two choices. So as we see this reflected in the world of today, where we've got two-party political systems confining us to simplistic choice of left or right. So having over time, we've all marched to the same old political agenda, it has also resulted in what we look at as extremism, fanaticism, fascism, and dehumanisation. So we have to look at this destructive path from a place of it's fixed on an opposition instead of inclusion, or an I instead of a we, and hate instead of love. So we need to understand the significance of those actions. So, you know, the old saying is, as we sow, we will reap.
Yeah.
That is going to be played out as time goes on, obviously.
But when you're constantly being fed with rubbish, it's very, very hard not to say, even friends who send you absolute rubbish on the internet, it's very hard not to say, listen, I get what you're saying, but stop sending me this or I'm going to block you.
Well, look, and do you know what? When we're talking to our friends and family, the first thing that I say to anyone when you have a discussion, always come from a place of, what would love and respect say in me in talking to this person? Especially if you know it is a very sensitive topic. And I always say to people, start your conversation by saying, you know, I say this with love and respect to you. And be aware of your tone, because I hear people's tone in what they're saying, and they're very authoritative, dismissive, and put down. And at the end of the day, if you are wanting to have a discussion, remove the emotive out of the process and talk as a place of inquiry, as a place of curiosity, rather than as a place of right and wrong, because the right fighting doesn't make it, you know, what's right for you or what's right for me doesn't mean it's the same thing. And we have to understand we are individuals in this process, and what is, you know, right for one person may not be right for another person, and we must respect that. So if you're on public forums, as an example, like your Facebooks and your Instagrams, be very wary that, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff out there that's really quite disgraceful and attacking to people out there. And I think, what has human decency become? Where's the respect anymore that people can just lash out and attack on what we have? So, you know, we the people do have the power, Luke, and we need to look at how we're using our power. And if anything is coming through a place of force, you know there's going to be negative repercussions for that, because nothing ever works when something is forced.
Okay, what's your advice? How do you handle a friend, a family member, someone that you have on Facebook? How do you handle them when you've just had enough and you don't want their opinion shoved down your throat anymore?
Well, I think you need to just be able to say to them that our friendship or our connection or our family is more important than our difference of opinion. And I respect your opinion. I don't quite understand your opinion, but I respect it. And if that's what works for you, that works for you. But my opinion sits differently, and I need you to respect that as well. And I'm not making this about right and wrong. I'm making it about what is I feel best for me and what resonates for me.
It's such a touchy subject. As I said at the beginning, it's dividing friends. It's dividing families.
Oh, it's dreadful. And you know, I had someone on Saturday that I was working with, and the mother was very distressed who came to see me, because she's actually told her mother that she doesn't want her seeing the grandchild unless she's vaccinated. And I can't tell you what that's done to that particular family.
We had a caller last week, Choppy, a regular. His daughter won't let him see his granddaughter because he doesn't want to get vaccinated. He's not allowed to see his granddaughter.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking what I'm seeing. It's going to another level that I've never seen before in 23 years of doing this work. I've not seen anything like this. But, you know, look, we have to change this narrative in some way now. We need to start talking about health and well-being from what we can actually do, rather than understanding that we're talking sickness all the time, and we are programmed and conditioned in a fear-based society that is focused on sickness. How about we change that narrative and let's talk about wellness? You know, health isn't a product. It's a collaboration of daily, conscious, healthy actions and experiences that we shift out of the sickness mindset into a health and well-being mindset instead. Yeah. So if we focused on that rather than the element of sickness, we're going to actually create that, because that's what we're focused on. And, you know, that's not what we're about. We as humans have a power source within us to be healthy and well if we choose it.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. Kayleen, thank you once again for your wonderful advice. We love you. You have a wonderful week. Take a deep breath. We'll all take a deep breath.
Yes.
With a mask on.
Absolutely. Well, yes. And just be kind to each other. Can we do that? Can we walk that path?
Good on you, Kayleen. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
The Night Shift. Around Australia on the Triple M Network. The Night Shift.